Harrisburg girls basketball coach Brady Driscoll. A 45-33 home loss here to Hampton Dumont Cal to open the season. And, Coach, you know, you had some success against these guys, you know, last couple years, but unfortunately for you guys, didn't turn out in your favor here tonight. You know, we were kind of talking about the stats and the numbers here in a sec, but a lot of different things we could talk about. But in your opinion, what do you think were the biggest differences and why your team wasn't able to come out, especially down the stretch here tonight?
Yeah, well, finding some of their kids and their shooting really stretched our defense out. And credit to them, they made shots. You know, nine made threes for them out of 22, so like 40% right there for them. And then I think six made free throws for them, so it's 27. 33 of their 45 points right there accounted for. So that's on my part, we got to get us in better defenses and better situations to be able to locate those kids and find them. And then our shooting too got looks. I don't think there's too many bad looks that we really had. Maybe at the end when we had to start, forcing them. But throughout the course of the game for 3.5 quarters, we had good looks, just couldn't capitalize and couldn't finish. I think our 3-point percentage was awful, like 1 for 17 or something, which is not typical usually of what we do, especially at home. And then free throws too for us, left 6 points on the board there, and probably some bunnies that usually we would knock down. So, you know, I think it all adds up there in a 12-point game. And put them on the free throw line late in the game, so probably more realistically 8 to 10-point game. Those things definitely add up.
Yeah, and again, the 1 of 17 from three certainly kind of jumps off the page at you, right? But it may sound kind of weird to say this, but the fact that you were getting those open looks, does that just give you a little bit of confidence moving forward? You know, just, you know, if you're able to start knocking them down, you're able to get those looks that you want, right?
Yeah, that's just it. 'Cause in the post game talk, you know, we talked about. You know, it wasn't for a lack of execution or a lack of getting looks. We got the looks, just couldn't knock down the looks, and sometimes that's basketball. But we talked about, you know, you can't miss one shot and then all of a sudden just shut down or have a bad mindset about the next one. You go, it's basketball. A good shooter shoots 40% probably from three, so a really good shooter. So a good, probably average shooter is about 30% or even less. So that you're missing 70 out of 10 shots right there. But you can't stop shooting and can't stop taking looks that we get. So that's kind of what we talked about in the locker room about getting. We got open looks. We got the shots we wanted to. It's just a matter of knocking them down.
And HD Cal was sharpshooters from deep tonight. They shot about 40%. When it comes to some of their deep looks, I mean, they were shooting them from, I don't know, almost where we're sitting right now, right? I mean, how does that make it super tough to, you know, account for? Because you don't necessarily want to guard that deep, right?
Yeah, and, you know, they've shot the, you know, we've played these guys past 3 years. This is the fourth time playing them with the twins that they have and the seniors. And they've shot like that since they were freshmen. And usually I feel like not at that high of a clip, but tonight they were on, especially number five,
Jordan
Valley of the two. You know, she lit us up early and often, and from deep and from late in the shot clock or when we had somebody right on her or we just lost her. And she made us pay for sure. So, yeah, when people can shoot out that wide, it makes it stressful on the defense a little bit. And credit to them for making shots. You know, last year I think we played in same defense, mostly the same kids on the defensive end for us. And I think they combined for 2 points on just two free throws. So, you know, and it's kind of the tail of basketball. You know, that year they didn't hit their shots. This year they hit their shots. Last year we hit ours. This year we didn't. So I think the outcomes show that.
Certainly, and again, as you move forward, you got the entire season in front of you still. I imagine you'll just have to look at this. It's kind of just an eye-opener, right? Can't really let this kill the confidence too much because, I mean, certainly you can only go up from here, right?
Yeah, you know, we got a big week of practice ahead of us now, fine-tune some things, fix some things, look at some other things. And then we'll have to come back ready because we got 3 games next week for Sumner and then on the road with Olwine and Webster City, who will be very athletic, both of those teams. And Sumner, see what they have coming back, but usually a tough team to knock down. So you just got to shoot it better, try and get out and run a little more. I don't think we turned them over that many times tonight. Got to get some more turnovers and get out and run. But, yeah, we got a big week of practice in front of us, and then, eyes forward on the next one.
All right, any final thoughts you'd like to share tonight? Always just great to get the season started, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good to get it going. Had a good crowd. Just wish we could have, put up a better show, better product on the floor than what we did tonight. But, yeah, I got confidence in all the kids, and we'll get back on the right track here soon.
All right, AP Girls Basketball Coach Brady Driscoll, thank you so much for the time, and we'll catch you here next week.
You bet. Sounds good. Thanks, Jamo.